Maybe. As Jake Wright setting up from the near hash at the 40-yard line. As we're still trying to figure out a rhythm here. This is a little different than the 11-man game, but we'll figure it out as we go. All right, there we go.
Break the huddle up. Here we go.
The one time we're actually ahead of commercials, we have time to spare. Jake Wright ready to kick it off. Ball lies at the 40-yard line.
Actually, looks like it's the wrong Jake there, Clark.
That's number 14.
Yes, it is.
Jake Warak is doing the kicking. It's on the ground, comes at the 40-yard line, and scooped up by number 34 of Caseville, Cole Simmons. He gets out to about the 43-yard line, brought down by the kicker, Jake Warak. He's a slot end, a halfback, and a defensive back junior. So Case will start out this drive at the 43-yard line with 11:55 on the clock.
Yeah, kicking it, low squib kick to the left, keeping it, trying to keep it out of the hands of their playmaker, but that's one guy that can definitely break something there, Shippy, for Caseville.
First and 10, not according to the chain gang at the moment. It looks like it's a first and 8
there
as they come out. They're packing everyone inside the hash marks, two men in the backfield, and the quarterback is under center. It's a handoff to Cole Simmons, who blasts through the right gap. Cole Simmons, the ball carrier, gets out to the 45-yard line, a gain of maybe 2 yards, and brought down by David Binder, the defensive back junior. Second and we'll say 9, maybe 8 yards to go.
Yeah, David Binder playing defensive back, but when they do such a bunched-up formation, an eight-man version of your wing T with two running backs in the backfield, Binder comes near the line of scrimmage, hanging out on that end position, and goes untouched to make the tackle.
Same formation working off the right hash. Quarterback under center, that's number 8, Andrew Siegfried. It's a handoff right through the middle, and they get all the way to midfield for a 5-yard gain. Brought down by Jake Wright on the bottom of that pile is number 34, again, Cole Simmons.
Yeah, Jake Wright sort of playing in the defensive backfield, not the guy you want making tackles. A rugby-style player, everybody on the line for Caseville, two running backs spread apart. That time they show the triple option and the pitch to the outside. They hand it directly off to the fullback, and rugby-style plays, he pushed the pile forward for a nice gain at second down.
Third and 4 to go. Working from midfield. It's a handoff to number 28, Joe Allison. He gets caught right at the line of scrimmage, maybe in the backfield. And Jake Wright, as well as Kevin Brinkman, led the charge on that one for a loss of maybe of a half yard. We'll still say it's 3rd and 4 for the Eagles.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Kevin Brinkman in the pregame, but we should have. Look at the size of that guy, Clark. He stands a head taller than everybody else. He is a big body. Two guys trying to block him. He still makes the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Working 2 yards inside the far hash at the Caseville 49-yard line. Left, right across the radio, 10-12 left in the first quarter. No score yet. Siegfried back to pass, launches this one down the far sideline. He had pressure coming to him by Jake Wright and throws this one out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Pass was intended for number 44. Drew Lepick falls incomplete, and now fourth down for the Eagles at their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, never had a chance to set.
That was fourth down.
He never really had a chance to set his feet. He throws it off his back foot. It comes out a little wobbly, floats out of bounds. No chance for a first down, and now the Bulldogs take over on the proper side of the field here. Great field position. Looks like right at midfield. So good field position for them. The defense does their job. Now let's see this offense.
10:06 left in this first quarter, and it's a quick dash around the right side. On the bottom of that pile is number 25, Dylan Fritz, brought down by Mason Kozefka at the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 5 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 5 at the Caseville 44.
Yeah, Dylan Fritz gets the first touch of the game. He's going to play fullback for this Bulldog team. Same formation. They are bunched right up. They go with an I formation with Fritz as the fullback and 14, Jake Warwick as the running back. In this case, again, another handoff right to the fullback. This time, Dylan Fritz goes left, finds no running room.
Andrew Lepick was there to meet him for no gain right at the 45-yard line. Maybe a loss of a yard brings up 3rd and 6 now for the Engage Bulldogs.
So far, a conservative offensive approach for both teams. The Bulldogs, though, sticking in with that I formation with the quarterback, fullback, and running back in a straight line with the line bunched right up. Looks like similar formation here on third down.
Going to the I formation in the backfield, and it's a pitch out to number 14, Jake Warak. He has the first down down to the 35-yard line, enforced out of bounds at the far sideline at the 20, the 28-yard line and pushed out of bounds by Joe Alice. And that's going to be enough to move the chains from the 40, or excuse me, from the 45-yard line. Is that where they were? At the 45-yard line all the way down to the 31-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, as Owen Gage shows two runs right up the middle this time. Pull a guard to the right side of the field, get a nice block, and Warwick gets to the outside for a big gain.
And Warwick gets the handoff right through the middle. He gets all the way down to the 27-yard line, a gain of 4 yards, brought down by Joe Alice, sets up a 2nd and 6 for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
Yeah, number 52, Caden Roberts, in on the play as well. A couple bodies there trying to make tackles. That's what you got to do if you're Caseville. You got to swarm to the football and get as many arms around these bodies as you can. Owen Gage running hard and moving the ball well so far on their first drive.
2nd and 6 to go from the 26-yard line in a faster-paced game here in 8-man football. A handoff to the fullback, number 34, David Binder. And he gets, no, excuse me, I had the wrong ball carrier. There was a fumble at the end of the play brought in by Owen Gage, recovered by number 75, Derek Harp.
You were right the whole time, Clark. David Binder with the carry. He comes in, takes over in the I formation, and they send a receiver out to the far side of the field. That was Jake Warwick. So they're going to mix formations. They have a couple bodies they like to hand the ball off to and throw it to. So mixing it up, showing Caseville a little bit of something different already here on this first drive. And again, David Binder with an okay gain on first down.
Puts them inside the red zone. They're at the 17 of Caseville. 1st and 10, I formation, receiver wide to the right. Right, back to pass into the end zone. Wide open, it is caught. And we have a first score of the night. Touchdown, Owen Gage, brought in by number 14, Jake Warwick, from 17 yards out on the catch for the score. It's 6-0 Owen Gage.
Yeah, Jake Wright, the lefty, makes a perfect throw to Jake Warwick, all set up by all these different, like these two different formations and all the different running backs touching the football on this first drive. Run, run, run. Play action works to a T, and a great throw and catch from Jake Wright to Jake Warwick. The two-point conversion coming up.
They send a receiver wide each way. That is Warwick to the right and Farner to the left. Wright is under center. Passes on the quick slant, and it's in for a two-point conversion complete to Warwick. It is 8-0 Owen Gage over Caseville on the WLEW Sports Network. 7:49 left in the first quarter.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Everybody knows your name. 7:49 left in the first quarter. Owen Gage strikes first. It's 8-0 Bulldogs over the Eagles. And the kicker for Owen Gage, number 14, Jake Warwick, with the score as well as the two-point conversion, kicking this one off, and it's a scrub kick all the way out to the 41-yard line, picked up by number 13, the foreign exchange student from South Korea, Min Jae Kim. I don't think they have football in South Korea, but they do here. And he brings in that extra, brings in the kickoff return, trips up, and they're going to start this drive at the 45-yard line in their own territory, left to right across your radio.
Well, an exact same kickoff. They kick it low and away from any special teams guy, and nice job by him to pick up the football on the first bounce, because when it's bouncing around like that, it sometimes be hard to handle. He picks it up, advances the football, gets down, and now good field position for the Eagles to start this drive.
Two men in the backfield, quarterback under center, that is Andrew Siegfried. It's a handoff to the right gap, gets across the 45, out to the 47-yard line. That's number 28, Joe Ellis, the ball carrier, brought down by Dakota Richmond.